In the past 3 weeks, more than 70 people have been killed in mass shootings. The most recent at a medical center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where 4 people were murdered by a man said to be a disgruntled patient. Police say the gunman then killed himself. He'd bought one of his guns just a few hours before.
We know through the help of our ATF and their gun tracing that at 2 p.m. on June the 1st, Mr. Lewis purchased a semi-automatic rifle from a local gun store.
The same weapon was used to kill 19 children and 2 teachers at a Texas elementary school last week. The same weapon used to murder 10 people at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York, 10 days before that. In both cases, the alleged gunmen were just 18 years old. The Texas shooter killed at the scene. The Buffalo shooting suspect was arraigned on murder charges Thursday. In a rare primetime address to the American people, President Biden urged Congress to impose federal gun controls, suggesting a ban on automatic weapons and high-capacity magazines, raising the age at which an individual can buy a gun from 18 to 21, and removing the protections against litigation enjoyed by gun manufacturers.
They had one message for all of us. Do something. Just do something. For God's sake, do something.
Some of these measures suggested by President Biden are already being debated and may well be passed in the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives. But they're likely to be blocked by Senate Republicans, who were a particular target of President Biden's anger.
But my God, the fact that the majority of the Senate Republicans don't want any of these proposals even to be debated or come up for a vote, I find unconscionable. We can't fail the American people again.
A message, too, for the American people, that the majority should act and turn their outrage into making the issue central to their vote. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.